This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Good to be here with you again in this way, and that we can, of course, be of service, or that's what we do. And we are glad that you have brought up what you just spoke about here briefly just before this, in terms of the use of various substances, we'll say, to bring about expansion and movements of consciousness. And this is what we have been doing with you all for a very long time now, some longer than others, but we have been working and working with you to assist you in your expansion of your consciousness. You do not need drugs, you do not need various substances to do this. Sometimes it can be helpful, certainly, for such as your cannabis, your marijuana, things like that can be very helpful. Also, what you have spoken of, the ayahuasca, the various mushrooms and things like this can be helpful at times. But it is for those who are in the early awakening process, not for those of you who are more further along, we would say. Not to boost your ego, we are not attempting to do that. We would never do that because that creates an attachment. But we want you to know that you are all in the process. You are in the first and the second waves. All of you, all that we work with here, are already in that process. And you are moving to the time when the third wave is coming through. It is already in the process now. Some will be feeling that in the next few days, in the next couple of weeks here. You will be feeling it more and more as these energies come through and bathe the entire earth in these energies. And you are especially going to experience this because you have already been through the first and the second waves and have moved along in your movements of consciousness, in your expansion of consciousness through these waves previously. So that now when the third one comes, you are more acclimated, as Sananda has used that word more often here. You are acclimated to the energies. And this will be very much assistance because as this energy comes through, as this wave comes through, many will be feeling a sense of bliss come over them. They will be feeling a good goodwill, good feeling within them, much joy and all of these types of things. And you will wonder, where did that come from? But then you will know it is coming from this wave of energy, this consciousness energy wave that is coming through the planet. Even now it is beginning and more it will gain momentum. Just as a tidal wave, or rather a tsunami. A tsunami, as it hits the, comes in, it comes in very slowly, and it hits the shore, and it just keeps going and going and going. And this is how you can visualize this wave of energy coming. It just hits to the shore and keeps going and going until it has surrounded, or enveloped rather, the entire planet. This is what is in the process here. And it is a cosmic energy event that is occurring here. And it has never happened before here on this planet or in the solar system even, wow, previously. So this is a major undertaking here. This is our message here as one who serves, and we can take questions if you wish. And Ashir is also standing by here. There be any questions?
Namaste.
This is Sue in Cottonwood. So the third wave is originating from outside the solar system of ours?
That is correct.
Where is it coming from?
Predominantly it is coming from the great central sun.
Okay.
Not this sun here, the great central sun of the galaxy.
Right.
And it is being filtered in many different respects from those of the spheres you have been hearing of, as well as our own sun here.
Mm-hmm.
Is filtering this. So it will seem as it is coming from the sun, our sun here. Mm-hmm. But it is a midpoint, you might say, from the galactic central sun as it comes
through. Is this third wave going to impact the Earth physically?
Energetically, predominantly, but there will be physical symptoms, you might say, from this, many of these. There will be many that are not yet acclimated to this energy, and it will be, in some ways, can be overwhelming to them. And they will not be prepared as you are prepared.
But what about for the Earth?
This is what we're speaking of, the entire planet.
Everybody on it.
Yes. Including animals and plants and even the minerals. All is about consciousness movement. All is about expansion of consciousness.
Is this related to this information from Archangel Michael, where there was some sort of prophecy about the grid system, the old grid system being out for 4 months?
This is not a prophecy, first of all, and it is not to be taken literally as it was given here, or as some are reading into this, as we are finding out now. It is not to be taken literally, as you will be without electricity for 4 months. That is not going to happen.
Okay.
But there will be some changes, certainly, from this. Ashira, do you want to add here to this? We've done all the talking here so far.
I am comfortable completely with what you have said. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Does this answer your question? We cannot.
Yes,
thank you.
I'll let others ask their questions now.
Yes, we are not able to be too specific here, certainly of time or date or anything of this nature, but we can give some information here and direct answer to your more specific type of question. The more specific your question, the more specific can be the answer. That is the way it works.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions here?
Gwenhut, sir, I was very impacted by this message from Archangel Michael. It was very, very powerful, and I received it with great joy in my heart, because every day I request to please free my people, free the humanity of so much suffering, and I thought it was giving us specifics about what is coming. And I was very intrigued because he gave a lot of information. But I was wondering, is any specific order of occurrences, when things have to be first and then the second, or are they simultaneous? Did you have any more information on a time? Not on when, but on what goes first and what should be, I don't know.
Another
timeline is difficult.
Timeline is very difficult because it is always changing. It is always changing. And that's one of the reasons that we as your servants here do not talk about time in specifics. We do not know what is going to happen first, what is going to happen second, what is going to happen third. Everything is going to kind of be coming in a great big ball, more or less all the same time, but we do not know specifically about what is going to come when and where, okay?
Get ready.
Okay.
All right. Okay. One who serves.
Yes. Would there be any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Last Saturday, Saturday night, I had a dream. The only time I dream or can remember my dreams is when it is something that relates specifically to either my health or my spiritual growth or, you know, something that I should know about myself. So I saw myself going through a very, very, very heavy forest. I mean, it was almost solid with plants and trees. And then I broke out of it, and I was in the light. And I thought, wow, what was that? I'm going to have to ask. This was in my dream. I knew I was going to have to ask what I had just gone through, and does that mean the trials and tribulations are over? Or, well, that's what I want to ask, if I can get some insight into that.
Do you want to?
I'll be happy to start, and then you can finish. So, dear one, a very, very thick forest, full of darkness, full of unknown experiences, and then breaking into the light. Sounds like this part of your experience with your life, parts that are dark and everything, and the time is now for you to come into the light. To move into an area where you can hear and see and smell and feel everything and have it fit perfectly within your heart. Does that sound?
Thank you. I was hoping that that's what it meant, because I was then in the light and I knew that forest thing was behind me.
Good. Yeah. One who serves.
Yes, and certainly this is something for you, of course, but it is also indicative of the entire planet and most people here on the planet who are going through very something similar here, moving through the darkness, moving through those things which are difficult to wade through, in terms of, in this case, the forest, that is very thick forest, like a jungle type of forest. And then, of course, the breaking through, the breakthrough, the compression breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you heard this before, you see?
Mm-hmm.
It is all akin to the same thing here. And it is going to be a happening. And you are going to feel at some point, this is for all here, you are going to feel at some point that you have broken through. The world, the planet has broken through into the light. This will be shared more as we find it now when the guardian speaks in your next call, your joint call with Hollow Earth.
Thank you. I was hoping that's what it all meant, that all that darkness was behind me, that
yes.
I struggled through and made it.
You and many, many millions and even billions of others.
Ah, how wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question. Hi, good evening, everyone. I was a little late getting in. The question is, which has been on my mind, and I hear the answer, and then something else comes up, and there's another answer, and I'm sure you probably can settle this. And it says that some of us will have to pass on, and then we can ascend after that. And my question is, and my confusion is, I thought we had to take our physical body into, not the ascension, but into the light chambers to be changed. I didn't know that our light body could go, well, God can figure out anything and do it, but what we have been told, that they will not, we have to take our physical body, and that's why a lot of us are here, because we were assigned to ascend, so we had to come and get another body. Is that true, sir?
Many of those of the light workers, we will say, are the ones who will be doing this ascension process with their physical bodies. They are acclimating to the energies and are working through this entire process and will be prepared to feel these energies and move with them. And when the time comes, and the frequency comes, you will be in a place or a position where you can move into these chambers. And yes, take your physical body and alter it and all of these things. Now, that is not for everyone. Everyone can make the choice. They have the choice whether they want to continue on in this Earth evolution in terms of a 3D world, or they want to move on and raise their consciousness and all of these things. So that choice will be theirs. Those that choose not to go on with the Earth here will be accommodated in other ways. And in some respects, yes, they will pass on from the physical body and move into an ascension process or into a continuing journey process at their level that they are at that time.
Okay. Well, like Archangel Michael was saying, that everyone is going to ascend. There will not be any others left. And now he did not, what I caught in that was that he didn't say when the other ones would be ascending. Maybe they have to wait. Maybe they don't want to ascend. And maybe their soul knows whether it's supposed to or not, and they have to still come back and learn lessons. And that's where I got confused with his message this last time, because you have been telling us, and I believe what you tell us, it resonates, and with all the other information and knowledge I have, I believe that. But maybe he was just saying, so he didn't get people all shook up and scared or whatever, said yes, that they will be ascending after they pass on, but he didn't say this time, and maybe that's what he failed to say. Is that true?
Dr. Shira, do you want to address this?
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, as we have discussed this process before, the ascension line is a long line. It's not something that happens immediately. It happens immediately for those who are ready for it. And then those who are a little behind or maybe farther behind have other experiences that they need to go through before they go through an ascension process. So we would say give it time. Don't worry about it. This is not your concern, my dear. You have your own ascension to worry about, not worry, but to take care of. And others in their time and space will take care of their own, too.
I have many people ask me this question, and I wanted to be able to answer it, is what I was asking. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. Any further questions here?
Namaste, dear masters, please accept my obeisances. I have a question, but before I ask it, I wanted to offer some words of gratefulness. I've been going back on to listen to the channelings a second time, and I have come to realize all the material that lay within them and how nicely and how patiently you guys have guided us, and I just wanted to express gratitude to you for such an amazing time with us. I have a question regarding the dark shadow. I heard about it in Lord Sananda's channeling recently, and he speaks about I don't know if it's a virtual place in maybe the emotional body where we just throw things we don't like about ourselves and we lock them up. And I was advised that I have a big closet of skeletons in there that I have to find and bring out and transmute, but I can't find it. I swear I'm really trying to find it, but I don't seem to find my skeletons. I was wondering if we could get some assistance with this during the advance, and I also would like to know why it's important to find this closet of suppressed emotions or your experiences. Why is it important for our ascension process? Thank you.
First of all, what you are speaking of is not necessarily important to all. It is only important to certain people. And they would know in their particular case if this is something they need to look at, to go back and look at past memories, past programming, all of these things. But you see, as you look at this, you become this. So we would not suggest that you go back and drudge everything up and deal with it and sit down with counselors and all of these types of things, and to go over it and over it and over it, because you then focus on that very thing that you are attempting to let go of. But the optimum word here is to let go. So if you focus on it, that is not necessarily letting go, you see? So move on. Do not think in terms of skeleton closet and have to open it and get into it and muck around inside there. No, do not want to do that. Certain ones will do that, and that is okay for them. But for those of you, when we speak to those of you we have been mentoring to, we do not suggest that you do this. There are other ways, other techniques, and yes, we will be doing something of this nature this weekend in your advance. This is for those who are there in person and also those who can be on the phone with us as well. Ashira, anything to add here?
I would say, Moses, you will have a great opportunity this weekend to work on these types of things if you choose to. But you will also have open conversations with those who are attending the advance. And this will give you an opportunity to talk with them, share with them, and find out that it is easy to just let go, move forward, move with the flow, and not to get hung up on all of these other things, because they're not worth your time anymore. All right?
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Bring up the song by the Beatles, Let It Be.
All right.
Do you remember this song?
Yes, of course.
Let it be.
Maybe we sing it at the advance. How would that be?
Okay.
Although through this one, James, maybe not so good from me coming through. Maybe another one of us, more eloquent or melodious sounding voice coming through. Okay? We see what happens.
Perfect.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm always confused. I'm just going to make my statement and ask my question. I'm always confused about all of the focus on money, on revaluation, wealth managers, exchange your money. I'm very confused by that because that's very 3D. And I know that there is some kind of a transition period, but if we're focusing on our spiritual journey and we want to ascend beyond three-dimensional consciousness, why are we even talking about that?
Very good question, but we would ask you a question in return here. What is it that people are concerned about that holds them back, that keeps them concerned about their safety, their survival, all of these types of things? What is it that holds them there?
Their insecurity.
And what does that come from in your society?
Insecurity comes from a limited consciousness.
Yes, but in a more 3D look at this, what is the cause of this, you might say?
Lack of spirituality.
You are not going to say it, are you, Joanna?
Well, because it's not money.
It is. A figure here, in terms of an image that comes, programming. Mm-hmm. It is programming that has created this money situation that is kept many people into a survival-only type of state, where they have to have money to be able to survive. And that is what is going to go away. That is what this transition is all about. But in order to have this transition, there must be a transition period. So to continue on the way things are now with the financial system as it is would be like beating your head up against the wall again and again and again, and nothing will change as a result of that. But as the financial system is altered, it will create a situation where those many, if not all, people in the world have come to the point where they no longer have to be concerned about their survival. And then what happens at that during that transition is now they can be only concerned about their spiritual growth, and more attention will be given to the spiritual growth part of that, just as with you, you have. You see, you speak in terms of consciousness. How many people do you know that speak in terms of consciousness? You see?
Yeah, not too many.
Very, very few. Uh-huh. Very few are consciously aware as you are, and as all those we're speaking to here. You see, we're speaking to the choir here in this sense. You have already come further and further along, but there are many across the planet, in terms of the majority across the planet, that have no idea what we are speaking of here. They have no idea of expanding of consciousness. They have, other than with drugs and things of this nature, they have no idea about all of the changes, all of the acclimating that has to go into all of this. You see?
I do see, and I understand. However, if you're preaching to the choir, these questions about revaluation and wealth management come from this group, which is interesting because I would think that we would be talking about how to ascend.
Yes. But
well,
again,
it doesn't take money to ascend.
That
no,
is correct. It does not. Money money is an illusion or part of the illusion.
And I think that if we are going to focus on our spiritual path and our consciousness and ascension and waves of energy coming into the planet and uplifting everyone, our conversation has to be about that. That's
yes.
How, because that's what that's the higher vibratory.
Yes. But please understand that we attempt to reach people where they are in the moment they are there. Ashira, do you wish to add here?
No, I think you've done an excellent job handling this. Actually, Joanna, I know that this is a conversation that you've had with many of us and with the group over the period, the last few years, and it still is a sticking point for you.
Because I disagree. I vehemently disagree with focusing on money.
Well, and as I have said last week, it is a spiritual issue. You need to think about spiritual things, too. But if we're looking at the broad spectrum of humanity across the planet, what is going to make a difference initially? That is going to be money.
Sure. And then if we are focused on ascension, then how long are we focused on the revaluation? I mean, how long does it take for people to get the idea that they don't need money anymore?
It's actually going to happen very quickly. Very quickly with the new technology, with the new instruments that you have, the new science, the new medicine, everything is going to come very quickly. So it is no more than a way to open the door to people who may never have thought about any of this stuff before, and now they have an opportunity to be able to take care of themselves and to enjoy as they see the new world unfolding before them.
Then I would like to go ahead and skip this revaluation.
And the money is what is going to make so much of this advance in civilization and convenience and science and everything else.
Yes, it is all. It is all about the orchestration here,
yes,
that we have been speaking of. It is being orchestrated in so many different ways. From those of the galactics, from those of the heavenly sent ones, to the Agarthans, to the resistance group here on the planet, etc., 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 to all of you light workers, all are part of the orchestration. And in order to have this orchestration, there needs to be changes coming from all different levels. And one of these major changes is the change to this money situation. Because as the money situation is now, it would not have the effect that is needed if it were to continue as it is. So therefore, with Saint Germain is the very at the very base of this entire financial changeover here.
Right.
This is what you might say his baby here, as long as well as the changeover to the republic here in this country, and the Sara and all of these things. So it is that the changes are, as Ashira has said, are going to come fast and furious. And in order to have this happen, there must be a shift in the consciousness involved with money. And money will become very not needed at some point. But it is a shift. It is a shift in frequency. It is a shift in consciousness that must bring this about. And bringing everything to a balanced state. It is always about balance. And this entire orchestration is bringing everything to a balance here. So for you specifically, who is asking this question and has difficulty moving past this, we would say do not be concerned about the money part. Do not be concerned about anyone else and their concerns about money. Because as soon as you are concerned about their concerns, you are in a judgment state there. And now you are in an attachment. And if you are in an attached state, how can then you advance spiritually, as you're saying? So again, and we always come back to this again and again and again, go with the flow. Let it be. Do not be concerned about another's concerns. Okay?
Yes.
Very good.
One more time. Is it like overflowing the market with money? When everybody has plenty of money, then the money will lose its value, and everybody will concentrate their energy into more spiritual and consciousness.
That is very correct, and you have said it very succinctly. If money becomes less valuable, and it would if all of a sudden everybody had it, there would not be the value in money anymore. And you would change or turn your attention to other things that would then be more of a spiritual progression and, of course, consciousness movement here. So, yes, that is certainly correct.
Cabals did that just to make that happen, and they're the ones that started this money bit, I think. And so we get right back in the trap again. And I agree, I have not been with this money bit, and I'm upset too. Just like I think it was Joanne or whoever.
Yeah, it's me, Joanna. Yeah.
And I get it so much on my computer in my email. This one person, all about what's going to happen now. They said it's going to happen midnight tonight. And, well, you know, isn't money bit ego? Isn't that in our ego? Because ego, I thought, was given to us for survival, that we needed that for survival. I don't think we needed it, but you tell me. I think this is great to get this clear, at least for me.
Correct in what you said initially. It was the cabal who created this entire money and debt type of situation. And it is those who have continued the entire process. And those of you that have allowed this process to happen, sometimes consciously and very often unconsciously, not even being aware. But that is what this is all about, is creating awareness, coming
right.
to an understanding of who you are. So at a spiritual level, at a spiritual growth level, this is what it is. You are coming to understand who you are and
mm-hmm.
where you have been and what you are, where you are going and all of these things. Again, those of the regular ones out there, you might say, the non-light workers, as we would tend to look at this, they are in the dark on all of this. They have no awareness in terms of these things we are speaking of. You are the forerunners. You are the, in some respects, the John the Baptists here that come forward and announce the Messiah. Not to only figuratively here, not literally here. You are not announcing the Messiah, but you are announcing to the world about an awakening process, about an ascension process. See, this will be your mission. It is your mission, and it will be even more of your mission as this tends to unfold further. Anything to add here, Rashia?
No, thank you.
Good.
I guess what's really confusing, and Rita, this is Joanna, what's confusing for me, and I agree that I'm attached to this issue, very attached, because I don't believe it's the way. I don't personally believe it's the way out. It's the way to higher consciousness, and that's my personal feeling about it. Because there's too many conversations about money in the world that's corrupt and evil and misunderstanding and selfish and greedy. And how can you take those conversations with that level of consciousness and suddenly shift it? If we were talking about, oh, the revaluation, let's talk about what we're going to do, that we're going to build hospitals, or we're going to do research, or we're going to, you know, give everybody a home. If we were talking like that, if we were speaking like that, I wouldn't feel so frustrated. But it's all about how I'm going to get mine. That's what I hear all the time.
First of all, there are very many across the planet that are speaking exactly of that.
Mm-hmm.
How they are going to use this money to assist the world in many different respects. This is what all of the projects and all of these things are about.
Send me those emails, because that's what I want to read.
This is for you to look up on your own. We are not going to send you anything. But it is there for you. For those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, it is there.
Okay.
But you are tending to want to look for reasons why this cannot be, why this is not a path or the way. You said the way to consciousness.
Higher consciousness. I don't believe it is.
It is not the way to higher consciousness. It is a path that moves along that way. See, there is a difference here. It is a path that many can take if they choose to, just as you can choose to not take that particular path. You can take a different path. You are taking a different path. But you even, and many others who think this way as well, are also still in the 3D world. You still have to look at how you can make the money. You still have to look at survival and these types of things. So you are still caught up in the illusion of all of this. And we are attempting... meaning all of the orchestration that is happening here is attempting to take everything out of this illusion and create a new reality for all to experience the awakening that is happening across the planet here.
Very good. That is so good. The best explanation I've ever heard.
Do we get the star for this?
Yeah. I hope we recorded that.
Star on her forehead?
Yeah.
Money has always been difficult for me if I don't have an abundant consciousness. I have practiced so much believing that I have what I need and that everything's going to work out and I can give my money away and it comes back to me. I practice that consciousness where I'm not worried about where I'm getting money from.
Yes, but you have moved beyond the various programming because you have reprogrammed yourself.
Exactly.
But how many people across the planet are caught up in that cabal programming here that has created this entire process and created the having to, what is your saying, borrow from Peter to pay Paul?
Yeah, all of them.
You
mm-hmm.
see? And that is where they are at this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are not. There are many of you that are not, but there are many more of you that are.
How is it that the individual that has the consciousness of I have to borrow from Peter to pay Paul, that level of consciousness, how does that go, how is that elevated? Because, you know, you hear about people winning the lottery and they're broke, you know, 24 months later they have none of it left, you know, because of their level of consciousness around money. So if you have that level of consciousness, how do you give money to someone and they don't know how to manage it?
Part of this is the growth in the consciousness that is happening on the planet. The third wave of consciousness moving through is going to awaken so many more people. And as you move into those higher dimensions yourself and you see others around you, this is not going to be present. This thought pattern that you have will not be present. And when people have a huge amounts of money placed in their incomes and their accounts across the world, that is when everyone is going to be on the same page in terms of money. Do not worry yourself. It is going to be orchestrated. It is being orchestrated. And everything is coming exactly as it's supposed to come. And those that you think may not be able to hold that consciousness, give them the opportunity. Give them the growth that they are having, all right?
Yeah, I understand.
All right.
Very good.
Well, then, if you don't mind a few more minutes here, then they wonder about Saint Germain. Okay, he's in charge of the gold and the money. Well, here's how I found out, and I am asking the one who serves, and if this is true. Back in Atlantis, when this all came down and it became destroyed, that this is a dowry that is owned to us, the ones that are here now on this planet. And so Saint Germain went through so many. I have all of his incarnations, if it's true, and a lot of them, and the whole amount of time, most of it, he was collecting this gold for us at this time. And he's put a lot in the mountains, in his books, in his discourses, and one of them is there a Yellowstone Park. Well, Yellowstone is the mountain there, and Yellowstone represented the yellow diamond, and that's why he called it the Yellowstone Park. I don't know if he did. So that's what his mission has been, and he has worked so hard for us to have this money, and he has the trust too. Is this true? Am I halfway right or not right at all? It doesn't matter, I guess.
Sure, it matters.
If you are asking the question, then it must matter to you. So to answer your question directly, yes, he is the one that is being responsible for this, largely responsible. And there are many who are a part of this, certainly, but he is the cheerleader, you might say, the one that is spearheading this entire process. As we have said, of the financial turnover, changeover, as well as Nisara and the change to your republic. He's involved in all of these things.
Thank you.
He has a great deal of, not money, as you know money, but precious gems and these types of things. And this is in safety to bring out when the shift comes, when the frequency has been reached, this will all be released to mankind.
So I have a question about Count Saint Germain.
Yes.
I saw a documentary on his life, and really interesting. And he was known as an alchemist. So he knew what an illusion all of this is, because he actually could turn metal into gold through his understanding of alchemy, which to me means that he knows that it's all illusionary. So wouldn't he be he gathered all these gems and gold to, you know, shift the world, but then aren't we going to really, like, get to the point of understanding his consciousness that it's all illusion anyway?
Yes, certainly. This is what we speak of, the transition here. This is all about transition.
Well, that's the message I got from watching his life, that he understood it was just an illusion.
That is correct. But the idea of alchemy isn't just to change something into gold. The idea of alchemy is a consciousness shift, a complete consciousness shift, and a changing of one element into another element, or one vibration to another vibration.
Yes.
It is a deeper meaning to this.
Yes.
But part of this, and most think in terms of alchemy, in terms of changing one item into gold. Because gold is precious, or has been precious for a very long time here.
He could do it with physicality, too. He could make somebody younger. He made himself that way.
Yes. That is what we speak of when we talk of consciousness and vibration.
Okay,
here.
Yeah.
Ashira, anything to add here?
No, I'm enjoying this.
I would like to know that.
Just join the show.
Enjoying the show.
Yes.
Let it be.
Rita, you knew that, right? About him being an alchemist?
Uh-huh. And yes, I did. And also, they did have a way. I got it a long time ago on my computer. Someone was saying, there's a way to learn this, and I was starting to take the class because I sure want to look younger. I wasn't trying to get money. I just wanted to look.
I agree. that would be on top of my list for sure.
The secret to becoming younger will all be revealed as the time and the frequencies are correct.
Jay Widener has a book on alchemy. He's the guy that did the last, what was it called? The last, oh my goodness, the movie that we watched.
The Last Avatar?
The Last Avatar, yeah. Jay Widener wrote The Last Avatar, and he actually revealed the secrets of alchemy to a radio host whose name is Jimmy Church, but now he's been sworn to secrecy. So somebody has the answers here on Earth. We just have to figure it out.
All about the technologies coming forward.
Yeah.
Joanna, we have the answers. This is the kind of literature that I was reading in my 20s when all this was only for the mystics. It was completely esoteric. Not too many people could have access. But I always understood alchemy like, okay, the ultimate goal in the physical level is to convert any metal to gold. But the true alchemy is in the human transformation of the alchemist, which is what we all do. We already got it. It's not the money. If we overflow the market with money, the money will lose importance, and then we all attain the higher consciousness level, which is the ultimate goal. It's not?
That is correct, and it is, again, all part of great orchestration here. We can only say this over and over and over and hope that you will come to understand here that there are so many different aspects of this coming from so many different sources and so many different directions here to bring all of this together. And the money part is one part of it. There's only one part. There are so many others. But in order to have the so many others, there must be this one part also. Mm-hmm. See? It's all about the pieces all coming together. You cannot have a completed puzzle if you are missing one or two pieces.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Maybe we can finally put this one to rest here.
Yes, I'd like to.
I
don't mean just
too.
Now. I'm not trying to say just right now, tonight. I'm saying that we can't talk about it anymore tonight. I just hope that I could just put it to rest. I'm going to do that.
It will likely come up again in your advance as well.
Oh. Okay.
Anything further here before we release channel now?
I got
something. Go ahead, Mark.
Quick question about past lives. What is your opinion on how much that is going to play into what we do in the future? Any ideas?
Not many, but the Shiera, you want to?
Oh, we'll start with this one. Past lives, present lives, future lives, multi-lives, everything that you are as a soul being is reflected in all of these things, and all of the composite of what you are at the moment that you are living. So you are a composite of all of your past lives, and you bring qualities forward, you bring relationships, soul groups forward to experience your life. So as you move forward in this time, you will see that everything comes into more focus. Everything on the multidimensional lives that you are leading, everything that you are doing and living in past, present, and future, each step of the way, each day, you can get in touch more and more with all of those parts of you that make the wonderful person that you are, Mark.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Wonderful answer. Nothing to add here for that. Anything further here now? We release. Going once, going twice. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Thank you.
I am Asher. I'm so pleased to be here with you this evening. It's been a wild night. Lots of questions from lots of places over lots of subjects and lots of opportunities to talk about a variety of things. When you get on the phone tonight and you knew that you had 4 or 5 people on and then there were more adding, did you expect this kind of conversation tonight?
No.
These are wonderful conversations to have. And yes, we also say that if you are in an area where you can get in with a group of people who have similar thoughts and are preparing for the future, do so. Groups of people come together, share with one another, care with one another, and help one another. Bringing together groups of people is a great call to you in service. So if you have not thought about it, think about it. Perhaps you can be someone who holds a group within your own home. The earth is made up of families, families of all kinds around every town, every city, every country in this world. And all are awakening. Over the next month, you will see tremendous growth in those around you. Over the next month, you will see this orchestration kick into higher gear. We have been so excited about this. And we know that you will be excited too. We look forward to seeing all of you this weekend for the advance. And know that there will be wonderful signs in the skies and wonderful beings that will be visiting you, sharing with you, and caring with you. We give you our love and our blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.